98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, and delighted to bring you live guests in the studio once again. And I think, actually, is it both of your first time in here?
Since you've been here, yes.
Yeah. Like specifically in the Friends Day studio. Yes. We've got Eric Squindo and Mark Delgado. Hi. Delightful to see both of you.
Great to see you.
Yeah. And you're both taking part in the John Prine show this Sunday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome.
It's a John Prine Christmas show at the Colony in Woodstock.
Now, what made you decide that John Prine and Christmas were two things that went together?
It's a bit of a no-brainer if you know John Prine.
Okay.
Well,
I'm a casual.
John Prine loved Christmas. He notoriously had a Christmas tree. He had a Christmas tree in his house all year round until his wife said, "We can't do this." So then the tree went to the office, the old boy office.
That's great.
Has a Christmas tree year round. He drops Christmas in a lot of lyrics. If you like listen, like he brings it up a lot, and he just he looks like a giant elf. I mean, I just there's something about it. Just it's. About 5 years ago, when I was working on putting tribute shows together, that was, if I was going to do a John Prine, this is when he was still with us, and I'm like, I really want to do a John Prine in Christmas and just make that, because I'm also a huge Christmas fan.
Are you?
I love Christmas. I have only good memories about it, so just something about the spirit of the season, and everyone's a little bit nicer to each other, all that good stuff.
So I'm with you on that. Yeah. Mark, are you a Christmas lover, too?
Yes. No. No. I mean, not really.
It's not for everybody.
If I'm being totally honest,
you can be honest.
I would
this
say
is a safe
that
space.
No, I'm not. But I'm kind of anti-holiday all the way around.
Okay.
So it's not very
nothing against.
But I have a little girl. I have a 9-year-old daughter. So I'm pro Christmas by default.
You're shining it on.
Yeah. Nobody needs. I shouldn't have said anything.
Do you do the Elf on the Shelf?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah. It's a new tradition that's come about within the past like 10 years or so. So a lot of parents of younger kids now are up on it where there's like a little like surveillance elf that sits in your house and it's supposed to be like that's Santa's elf and he's watching you.
Oh,
and if you're naughty, he's going to tell Santa.
Oh, no.
And you move it around nightly so it seems like it's moving.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
She's such a good kid. I need an elf to monitor my behavior, but my kid is really good. So.
Just defaults to nice.
Yeah, right. She does.
You're lucky.
I don't know who she got that from. Not me. Her mother, I guess.
But that's awesome. I actually did not. I mean, I'm a casual John Prine fan. We were just saying off mic that, you know, I don't know anybody who doesn't like John Prine. But I will say I have not delved super deep into his music. And I love that he's kind of the diehard of singer-songwriters. He's like not officially a Christmas property, but is a Christmas property.
Yep. I think so.
That's interesting, too, because he seems quite cynical, you know.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. I don't know if I would have thought of him as like a wide-eyed optimist. But I love Christmas. I love the holiday season. I'm corny. I say this on the radio a lot, but I like playing Halloween music on Halloween, and I like playing Christmas music around the holidays, and I will bake cookies while listening to smooth jazz Christmas songs at my house.
Nice.
I'm all about it. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's this Sunday at the Colony, and who else is going to be there?
So I've got a pretty good lineup again this year. I got, for this show, I have some of the usuals, like Mark Delgado here, and Kyle Esposito, Jack Grace, Kate Prasher. I also have Maddie Meeker, who's I've been playing with a lot lately, and she's great. Jamie Thomas, Julia Nichols, you know, from Colony. She's going to be singing a couple tunes as well. Laura Zarugian is going to be there.
Love her.
Then I've got Andrew Schober as the bass player for the house band, and my friend Mary playing drums. Luke playing pedal steel. It's going to be a good show.
How long is it?
We had a rehearsal last night, the rehearsal was just like.
Oh, cool! Yeah, I was going to ask: has this been in the works for a long time, or was this one of those things where everybody's like, "Oh yeah, I know just some John Prine tunes"?
It's like I said, I've had the idea in my head for a long time. Shortly after he passed, I did do a John Prine tribute with some of the same people. So a lot of them, it was just let me contact who I've already had for the last one. I had a lot of people reach out as soon as their word got out that I was doing it. So some of these people were from that, like saying, "Hey, can I be part of the show?" So it's been since I think September was probably when I officially decided to do it, like to go through with it. And so yeah, it's been coming together.
Awesome.
We're almost there.
That's this Sunday at the Colony in Woodstock, the John Prine Christmas show. I would love to hear a little sneak preview if you got it. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I have the perfect song because it's a John Prine song and it's a Christmas song. It's called Christmas in Prison. So here we go. Christmas in prison, and the food was real good, and they had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream, and her name's on my tongue, and the blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. So come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, my God. Over a picnic in the rain, after a prairie fire. And her heart's as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharine at a drugstore sale. So wait a while, eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing. Come to me now, we're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Big yard swings around with the gun, and it spotlights the snowflakes like dust in the sun. And it's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight, and I'll probably get homesick while I love you good night. Wait a while, eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me now, we're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Wait a while, eternity, oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. So come to me, run to me, come to me now, we're rolling, my sweetheart.
KZE. That was Mark Delgado. He's taking part in the John Prine Christmas show this very Friday at Colony Sunday. In Woodstock. That was beautiful.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank Sunday. You.
That was very, very Christmas and oh, sad.
Right. I know. It's my favorite Christmas song.
So I agree.
Now,
There's. I mean, not that it's my favorite Christmas song. I never heard it before. But what I was thinking you were going to say was that your favorite Christmas songs are the sad ones.
Yep.
And I feel that way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I get the sneaking feeling, because I've been playing that song for a while. I get the sneaking feeling that that song's about, can I say this on the air? Heroin. I think it's about his heroin addiction or a heroin addiction.
You know what's funny is I was thinking to myself, I was like, was John Prine ever in prison?
I don't know I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But that song to me feels
metaphorical.
More, yeah, almost.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, that's how I view that one.
Yeah, I like that interpretation.
Yeah. for those of us that hadn't done any prison time but have been imprisoned, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Because the holidays is the worst when you're in that state of mind.
Isolated from your family.
Isolated.
Absolutely.
That one kind of captures it, I think.
Yeah. That is that going to be part of the show on Sunday?
Yep, I'm going to play it at the show. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. With a whole accompanying crew.
That one I'm going to do solo, just like that. But I'm going to do another song of his called Lake Marie with the house band.
Awesome. Yeah. And Eric Squindo, the man who put it all together. It's funny that you've never been here before. I play a couple of your songs in pretty regular rotation here, and I'm a bit of a fan. Mm. Tell me a little bit about your Hudson Valley music background. You've been playing around the area for a while, right?
I've been up here 17 years, I think now, 18 years, and pretty consistently. Right from the start when I moved up here, I've been playing out regularly. Of course, Rick from the morning show, Mr. Roper, we've been on a bit of a hiatus for no reason in particular, but we just haven't really been gigging lately, so there's been a lot of other things happening.
Yeah.
But we'll be getting back to that at some point.
Oh, cool.
And in the meantime, I've every 4 or 5 years, I put together a little EP, and I'm about due for another one now. But I've always loved the area. And it's always felt like home, and songwriting has been easier here than when I was in Jersey, because I feel like I'm in,
It does. This area lends itself well to creativity.
For sure.
Again, John Prine tribute this Sunday at the Colony. Would you like to give us a little sneak preview of your own?
I would love to. And thank you for playing the songs, by the way.
But of course.
I am going to do not a John Prine song, but a song I may be doing on Sunday. Since the time I was little and I first started writing songs, I always wanted to write a Christmas song. Every year, I'd be like, all right, this is the year I'm going to do it. And I'd mess around with it and would give up. I remember the lyrics to one I wrote when I was like 12, and that one I almost finished. But finally, last year, I got it together, and I got to the finish line, and I wrote a Christmas song.
Yay!
So I'm going to do that now, if that's right with you. And
all right.
This is called Christmas in Woodstock. There is a video for this on YouTube, and my friend Bucky is in that video. You can
I love Bucky.
Find him doing his thing. So let me see how this goes. High on a mountain, snow coming down, angels on evergreen trees, the kids on the corner wait for the sound, the bells on the old village green, Ma in her kerchief, Dad in his cap, down for a long winter sleep. Visions of juniper dance in your head. Willows in the valley, they weep. Cheer up, my brother. Leave on a light. Though it all may be gone come tomorrow. It's Christmas in Woodstock tonight. There's a ghost on Ohio of tenderest bloom. In the new gone before, from the past to the present, to still yet to come, the vision that you fear most of all. But tonight in this small town of peace and goodwill, through the back roads and the whispering pines, the lost and the lonely will find their way home, as long as the one star still shines. But cheer up, my brother.
leave on a light. Though it all may be gone come tomorrow, it's Christmas in Woodstock tonight. Cheer up, my brother. Leave on a light. Though it all may be gone come tomorrow, it's Christmas in Woodstock tonight. Though it all may be gone come tomorrow, it's Christmas in Woodstock tonight. It's Christmas in Woodstock tonight.
Yeah. 98.1 KZE. Oh man, another nice melancholy Christmas tune. I love it.
this was also written last year, right after election results and things like that. So it was a very dark period. So yeah. I was like, the best I could do was say, you know, at least we got the moment.
Yeah.
And, still sort of living in that way, but you know,
same
we can.
Yep. Eric Squindo and Mark Delgado, the John Prine Christmas show this Sunday at the Colony in Woodstock. It's going to be warm and cozy and full of friends and music and melancholy Christmas songs. That's right.
Those are two of the saddest songs probably on the set list. Most of them in John Prine fashion, like you're going to walk away with a smile on your face and a good feeling in your heart is the goal.
Yeah.
So I feel like we could all use that right now. And during rehearsal, I kept saying that last night. I'm like, we just all need this right now. And everybody who was there felt the same way. Like it's going to be a special night.
There's something real like warm fuzzy about John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And getting together and playing his music on a Sunday night in the depths of winter right around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You. No, it's thank you pleasure. Very much.
Let's do it again soon.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks.
We got your community bulletin board and Big Al Carson with a holiday tune up next.
Get most of the-